This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Behind every new Birmingham coffee shop, oyster house, and once vacant building is a real estate developer. This morning, as we continue our look at Birmingham's revitalization and areas being left behind, WBHM's Gigi Duban explains how developers choose where to invest and, in turn, have changed the face of Birmingham.
Before Birmingham's Avondale neighborhood had Avondale Brewery, or Melt, a grilled cheese sandwich restaurant, or Saturn, the city's newest music venue, it had a car wash. Or at least, it seemed like a car wash. This is Bob Vines, a commercial real estate broker and developer with ARC Realty. He's known around here as Mr. Avondale.
When I came down here, a bank hired me to sell a wand car wash, where you drive in and spray your car down, you know. And when I realized it was really a crack cocaine distribution place.
So shutting down this operation where crack deals went down out of the back of a car became priority number one. Then Vines convinced Kobe Lake to buy that property and tear down the car wash, which is about a block from where Lake later opened Avondale Brewery. And then a flood of development followed. Restaurants, bars, music venues.
I brokered the real estate deals on Fancies, Melt, Rose, Wasabi Wands, Wooden Goat, Satellite.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, and it just all fell into place.
And it happened very quickly over the last couple of years. Vine says the economic recovery after the 2008 recession spurred a lot of that. Banks started lending to investors again. People were finally spending money.
The restaurants all over Birmingham are full. I mean, they're full.
It wasn't always this way.
Hey, how are you? Doing well. What can I get for you?
Birmingham was quiet until about 9 years ago when Urban Standard opened downtown on 2nd Avenue North. David Fleming is president and CEO of Rev Birmingham.
We may not remember the day that there was not an Urban Standard or a Rogue Tavern or some of those El Barrio and Charm, all those great little Birmingham-based things on 2nd Avenue North. It was a very quiet street.
That is, until those Fleming calls forward-thinking pioneers took a risk. Fleming says for the most part, those local developers have been the ones behind some of the early growth.
Bigger developers that maybe come from somewhere else tend to need much more safety and security for their investment. So once they've seen those pioneers do their pioneering thing, then the other investors come in. And we have definitely seen that in Birmingham.
Another thing that's given real estate developers courage in recent years, local or not, is the other kind of development, the cultural stuff. Sidewalk Film Festival, Railroad Park, the 18th Street Viaduct. Those things attract people, Fleming says, and more people bring more retail. Across the street from the three-year-old Regent's Field, there's been lots of construction. There are condos and breweries and shops. Chip Watts of Watts Realty has owned and developed land in this area for decades.
This building's about 16,000 square feet. It's been here for quite some time. I believe it was built in the late 60s.
In its previous life, this building was where you'd go to buy prosthetics. Then it was a loft leasing office. Next tenant, the Peanut Depot. Warehouse in the back, retail peanut sales and beer growlers in the front. Watts says it makes perfect sense.
Of course, who wouldn't want to be across the street from Regent's Field with a ballpark and have peanuts and beer?
Exactly, because peanuts, baseball, and beer.
Absolutely. What could be better?
Watts says a few blocks away, there will soon be a new grocery and a pizza place. But as all this is happening, the prices of these buildings and the land they sit on have gone up.
You've seen about a 30% to 40% increase in the price per square foot on sales, specifically in the raw land in the area. On leasing, we've probably seen a 5 or 6% increase on lease rates.
The bigger jump in land prices, Watts says, is because there are lots of developers out there looking for land. Still, he says there's plenty of room for growth. It's just a matter of having a little courage, a little vision, and enough money to finance that vision. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.